Yeah, John McCain was, you're correct to say, he was a very divisive political character. So made a lot of enemies over the years in politics, and he was quite assertive, and he put himself really out front on a lot of controversial issues. And I think one of the most, in recent years, probably one of the most controversial aspects of John McCain, what he stood for, really was pushing for military intervention and the application of hard power by the United States in overseas war theaters, and actively lobbying to arm what he called the rebels, or the moderate rebels in Syria, which we now know were a string of al-Qaeda affiliate terrorist groups, and actively, lobbying to have TOW missiles and anti-tank and even man pads sent to them in order to, turn the tide of that war. When in effect, what that did was extend the war in Syria, and has succeeded in flooding the region with illicit arms and weapons, which has caused untold suffering. So I can understand why there are a lot of people who would oppose his militaristic stances on Syria, Libya, Yemen, and also the Ukraine, and his career in Vietnam as well, if you want to add that in there. Certainly, there's no shortage of people lining up to oppose what he stood for.
Yes, absolutely. I remember in recent times, one of the incidents that first brought Mr. McCain to my attention was when he was actually in, I think it was Kiev, Ukraine at the time, and he was actively encouraging the public to go against the democratically voted in parliament. That was the 2014, of course, where the uprising then came, and then the new Western orientated government came in. Would you say then that Mr. McCain was very much part of the deep state, the American geopolitical culture that's so embedded the country in recent years then?
Yeah, I think if anybody embodies the deep state, or embodies the sort of unofficial forces that really conduct power in Washington along the lines of the Pentagon, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Department of Defense in general, it is John McCain. He embodies that unseen sort of hidden hand, if you were. So the problem with John McCain is, I think, sneaking into Syria, being photographed with militants, being on stage with Svoboda, Rump Sector, lobbying for lethal aid to the Ukraine, aligning himself with neo-Nazi factions there prior to the Maidan coup, he's going to attract a lot of warranted criticism, unfortunately. But the problem, because he represents those deep state interests, he's absolutely ring-fenced and protected by the mainstream media in the United States. And I think he's got an extra bounce in the last year and a half because he's seen by the Democratic Party and the anti-Trump resistance as being somebody who Trump opposed, so therefore he is their sort of ally, and they sort of have propped him up and given him, a lot more, say, credence from the left in America than probably he would have ever gotten before, simply the fact that he had this falling out and spat back and forth with Donald Trump.